This is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Purcell. In the studio with me is Jennifer Kramer-Wine, the editor of Edible Ohio Valley magazine. Jennifer elbowed her younger sister out of the way for that role as editor of Edible Ohio Valley and is here to talk about that transition and what is happening with our local food movement here in Cincinnati. Good morning and congratulations there, Jennifer.
Thank you, Mark.
So you, the Edible Ohio Valley, I know from having talked to your sisters, has really been a family affair. You've been living out of town.
Sure.
What made you come back and
right.
get sucked into the process here?
Oh, that's such an interesting question. So my family and I lived in Denver, Colorado, and, you know, just being part of the everyday experience of Edible is really what inspired us to move back in general. And my husband is interested in becoming a brewer, so opening his own brewery eventually. So we thought Cincinnati was a much better place for him to explore that venture. Denver's very saturated in terms of microbrews. So,
oh, yes.
So he's been inspired by this local food movement as well in terms of, you know, getting into the beer culture.
Well, you just moved back this summer, but I know you've been deep in it already. But how is the local food movement here in Cincinnati? Because there seem to be events popping up and a high degree of interest in it.
Sure, yeah, it's great. You know, it's an honor to be able to celebrate the local food community via Edible. And so we serve as the network. So a lot of people come to us. So from our vantage point, it's fantastic. So we see new farmers pop up, new farms, new purveyors, so new restaurants and markets and, you know, all of these just amazing people and more people interested in home cooking with local foods as well. So from my vantage point, it's really amazing.
Well, I guess I should, for those who don't know, talk about Edible Ohio Valley and just what the magazine's about.
Sure, yeah. So Edible Ohio Valley, like I said, celebrates our local food culture. And we do it in three ways. We connect our local food growers with eaters, basically, right? And so
yes.
you can be eating at home or going to dining locations that have like a local farm-to-table kind of experience.
So I've noticed from all the advertising, you know, you talked about farms popping up and new purveyors of local foods and restaurants, et cetera. And I've noticed that in the advertisements that have been popping up in Edible Ohio Valley that really it's been fascinating to see it grow and to learn so much about all these things that are happening.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for noticing. So that's really our business model, is that we have advertising coming in and then we distribute our magazines then through our supporters so they can give complimentary copies to their customers. So we can, you know, celebrate in a couple of different, you know, in that distribution kind of mechanism. And they fly off the shelves. It's amazing. So our major distributor is Whole Foods, which is our back page advertiser. And we can't keep them in stock there. So it's really amazing.
I always look forward because it does tell you about farms and farmers and businesses. Really some great stuff in Edible Ohio Magazine. But also, you know, provides some nice human interest stories and recipes too, though I must say in the latest issue, Gather, for the fall 2012, number 10 here on Edible Ohio Valley, I wasn't really pleased with the kale, but I really haven't tried it, so I can't speak to it for sure. So
yeah, well, you know, it's funny because we really want to try to push different markets, right? And so we want to open up the market for kale, and there were so many different varieties of it, right, that you don't even see here in Cincinnati yet. But yeah, like the Lacanato kale is one of our favorites. And we just bought, my family and I just bought some down at Mr. Madison's down at Finley Market, you know, and he was telling me the story about, you know, this is an old kale that was grown in Tuscany in the, you know, mid 1500s. And you know, I didn't know that. I was like, oh, that's great.
Well, so for someone who's looking to get into the local food movement beyond reading Edible Ohio Valley, what do you suggest? I know the I'll put it a different way.
Sure.
I know the magazine's doing more than just printing articles because you had a green market that happened back in August and talks about local food. So really, Edible Ohio Valley is more than just a magazine.
Right. Yeah. So we really think about the local food movement in terms of sustainability. So that's how we kind of celebrated sustainability with with the Green Market. So Green Market was a three-day affair, and we had a bunch of different opportunities to connect with local food and think about local food through this sustainability lens. So by sustainability, we mean sort of some people talk about it as decreasing your carbon footprint, right? So you're buying food that's grown closer to home, so your fuel costs are decreased. And, you know, there's a variety of other reasons why, you know, eating local food is much more sustainable, but also kind of linking in more communities, using food as sort of that tipping point to get to explore other options, like travel, you know, using public transportation more, or, you know, exploring alternative energies for your house. So, you know, solar, using solar panels on top of your house for your energy needs. So that's what really inspired us to kind of connect with the Green Market. And we had an opportunity to partner with the Hamilton County Parks District and the Hamilton County Parks Foundation to pull that event together. And they were amazing partners. And we look forward to celebrating again in 2013.
Well, in this magazine world these days, of course, you have to stay connected. And I know something new at Edible Ohio Valley, I noticed in the new issue, is an app, a recipe app.
Yeah. We are part of a larger community called Edible Communities. And that community is a network of locally owned and operated magazines across the country. So there are about 70 different markets.
It started in California, right?
Exactly, yeah, in Ojai, which is east of Santa Barbara. The community created this app. So if you go to iTunes, you can look, search for Edible. You can see all of our communities. So this is really great if you travel, for example, you can go and find, okay, so I'm in, you know, Phoenix. Is there an Edible Phoenix? And I can find the farmers in Arizona, possibly.
Wow.
So you can go there and kind of explore. And then also, if you're interested in cooking, we have a bunch of recipes aggregated or curated from our entire community. So you can find, you know, a local recipe from Seattle. Seattle's highlighted, and there are a couple others. I think I found one from, I just kind of perused it very fast. I found one from Edible Louisville, I think, and Edible Indy, you know. So, you know, you can find the big categories like entrees and appetizers and soups and salads. So it's a really neat app.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what are you looking forward to the most in the future in your new position, Jennifer?
Oh, right. You know, really celebrating our local community more, meeting, you know, I'm out and about a lot now. I feel like I have to apologize to everyone, too, because my sisters and I kind of look a lot alike. And so I get these looks like, I know you. And I just want to say, you know, I'm Jen.
That's right.
You might have met my sister Joy or Julie, you know, as they were out and about too. But so I look forward to continuing to meet people and, you know, finding stories like we found with Mr. Madison. You know, my family and I really try to shop, you know, walk the talk that we have, right? So we shop locally. We go down to Findlay a lot. We go to Park and Vine to buy, you know, our sundries, really, for lack of a better term, but, you know, cleaning supplies. And talking with Danny about how he stocks his store has been such an honor. So continuing conversations like that with people in our community is what I look forward to.
Well, thanks for the good work, and congratulations again on the new job.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It was great to meet you.
Jennifer Kramer-Wine, the editor of Edible Ohio Valley magazine. You can find out more about Edible Ohio Valley on our website, wvxu.org, or pick up a copy where and if you can find it.